این نیشابور بازار. A tumult was raised in Naishabur, where the people had come from everywhere and gathered to see their imam. Finally, the vehicle carrying imam on camels appeared before the crowd, and they followed his vehicle to bazaar. There, Abu Zayd and Ibn Aslam, who knew all the traditions of the Holy Prophet by heart, approached imam and said,
O son of the Holy Prophet, for the sake of your pure ancestors, come out of your vehicle and let us see you. We are waiting to hear from you a tradition from your ancestors.
Imam heard their request and so stopped the camel, moved the curtain in front of his vehicle away with his hand and leant over a bit so that his head would be easily seen from outside the vehicle. Upon seeing their imam, the crowd began to express their enthusiasm and zeal in every possible way. Some started shouting and screaming aloud, some yelled, and some knelt on the ground.
Oh, look there!
Oh, God!
He's the son of the Holy Prophet!
It is!
Oh, God! Oh, look, what a luminous face he has!
A real shining sun!
Yeah, unbelievable!
Is he really our imam?
Ali, the son of Musa, al-Reza?
Some people could not help themselves and tore their clothes. Some who were closer to the vehicle of imam tried to rub their hands against the body of the camel or any part of the vehicle. Some of the nobles of the town then shouted,
Oh, people, do not scream and make noise.
Don't bother this son of the Holy Prophet. Keep quiet and listen to his words.
Keep quiet and listen to his words.
Let his lordship preach to us.
The crowd gradually calmed down, and Imam finally began to speak for the people.
The Imam stated, My father, Musa, the son of Ja'far, has quoted Ja'far, the son of Muhammad, and he from Muhammad, the son of Ali, and he from Ali, the son of Hussein, and he from Hussein, the son of Ali, and he from Ali, the son of Abu Talib, and he from the Holy Prophet, as saying, Gabriel told me, I have once heard this from great God, that the phrase, There is no God but Allah, are the words of protection. Whoever says these words would enjoy my protection, and those whom I protect shall be secure from my torment.
Imam then stopped speaking and continued way through the crowd in the vehicle. After riding about 100 steps, he again stopped the vehicle, turned to the crowd and stated, There are conditions and some prerequisites for entering the secure castle of God, and leadership is the most important of them all. Imam Reza narrates this tradition himself, and about 20,000 individuals were writing it. As the narrators of this tradition were all infallible imams, it is known as the Golden Chain. Successorship. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, once reached the city of Marv. Mamun received him with great respect and summoned all his close friends and special companions to a meeting. When all gathered together, he told them,
Oh, folks, I know no one wiser and more deserving for the position of caliphate than Ali, the son of Reza.
So he turned to Imam Reza and said,
I want to resign and appoint you for this position, and you shall be the caliph of this city from now on.
Imam then noted, If great God has granted you the honor of leadership and caliphate, you shall never leave it to somebody else. And if you have not rightfully gained it, then you shall not decide about it at all.
O son of the Holy Prophet, you shall accept my offer.
Imam replied, If it is up to me to decide, then I announce I shall never accept it.
That meeting was quite fruitless for Mamun, and though he insisted a lot, he could not convince Imam to accept his offer. Mamun kept on trying to make Imam change his mind and take over, but as Imam knew the real intention behind the offer, he always refused it. Finally, in another friendly meeting, Ma'mun asked Imam,
"Now that you do not agree to take over the position of caliphate, at least accept my successorship and agree to serve the people in the position of a caliph after my death. I know you think you might be maltreated and oppressed after my death."
Ma'mun got very sad and suddenly burst into tears. As teardrops were rolling down his cheek, he asked,
"But who can oppress you? I swear I shall not let anyone harm you in any way as long as I live."
Imam said to him in reply, "I can even tell you who will poison me. Would you like me to tell you that?"
"By all this, you intend to reject my successorship once more? And you are quite purposefully doing this for the people." Would then say, "Look, he has no desire for worldly affairs."
Imam quite calmly replied, "By God, I have never told a single lie since I was born. But my only reason for rejecting your offer is that I know the evil intention behind it."
"The evil intention? What do you think my intention is?"
Imam replied, "You're trying to make the people think that I cannot achieve and enjoy the worldly grace. For if I do achieve it someday, I shall stick to it and never let go. And that for this reason, I have accepted your successorship."
Upon hearing these frank words from Imam, Ma'mun got quite angry. He then crossed his expressions and with an angry voice addressed Imam,
"In return for my favors and the kindness I treat you with, you always tell me insulting words. Do you not fear my rage? Now, if you do not accept my successorship, I shall command you to behead you right away."
Imam then said, "If you force me to accept your successorship, I have no other way but to do so, but on one condition, and that is, I shall not indulge or interfere with anything at all."
There was no alternative for Imam rather than accepting the offer with the condition he set for it.
So he started worshipping God, and while praying, addressed the Provident One, "O God the Great, you know that I was forced to accept this, so please do not reprimand me, this subject of yours."
Bidding the Holy Prophet farewell. In order to establish friendly relationships with Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and secure himself from the dangers of his followers, Ma'mun once summoned Raja, the son of Abi Zahak, and told him,
"You should immediately travel to Medina, find Reza, the father of Hassan, talk to him, and convince him to come to Khorasan."
"And what if he rejects me?"
"You should insist so much that he would finally agree to travel to Khorasan. He must come here."
So Raja, the son of Abi Zahak, together with some of his companions, set out for Medina and went to Imam Reza, peace be upon him. When they delivered the message of Ma'mun to Imam, he first refused them. But when he saw them insisting so much, he finally agreed to travel to Khorasan and said,
"But before leaving Medina, I should first visit the shrine of the Holy Prophet once more and bid him farewell."
So with this intention, Imam Reza went to Masjid al-Nabi, the mosque of the Holy Prophet. One of the followers of Imam, called Muhawwil, who was there in the mosque, saw Imam repeatedly walking to the tomb of the Holy Prophet and coming back while he was crying quietly. Muhawwil then approached Imam, greeted him and said,
"O son of the Holy Prophet, I have heard that you are going to travel to Khorasan to see Ma'mun, so I came to you to say Godspeed and wish you a nice trip."
"O Muhawwil, You are meeting me for the last time, for I shall never return back. It is actually my last trip.
May I be thy ransom? What are you trying to say? You mean...
Imam interrupted him and said, Yes, I am leaving the city of Medina and moving away from the holy shrine of my dear ancestor, the great prophet of God, and I shall die in exile.
May I be thy ransom? So why are you traveling to Khorasan? Stay here among your followers in Medina. May you never leave us alone.
Imam spoke no other word, and after a short while left the mosque. Mahafwel was left alone with a great sorrow which was ruining him from inside. Some days later, Imam left Medina, and it was as if Medina was losing him forever. The Healed. He was sitting alone in a corner of his house, remembering and reviewing his past suffering as well as the hardships he had confronted throughout his life. He remembered that the year before, when he got terribly sick, he could no more talk because of the disease.
Oh my God! Will I ever regain my health? Will I ever be able to talk again?
He was deeply thinking about his disease when suddenly something crossed his mind that somehow consoled his heart. He decided to visit the shrine of His Holiness Imam Riza in Mashhad. So he immediately packed, took some food with him, and riding his mule, heading straightly for Mashhad. When he got inside the shrine, he approached the tomb and whispered,
Oh, the son of the greatest and superior servant of God! Oh, you who never disappoint the poor and the miserable! I have come to you to beg for something. I wish to regain my health, so please do not let me down.
He said these words and closed his eyes. Suddenly, he felt he was flying. He opened up his eyes and saw himself about the grating of the burial chamber. Burst into tears and tear drops began to roll down his face. When he got just above the tomb of Imam, he said a two-unit prayer, then prostrated and wept hard. While still sobbing, he whispered,
Almighty God, I have come to Imam to ask him to intercede. So for the sake of his honor and proximity to you, grant my health back to me and help me recover.
He wept and wept until he gradually fell asleep. He was not quite sure whether it was a dream or not, but he saw that the grating of the burial chamber slowly opened and an old man with white beard and luminous face came out.
He approached him and said, O Abu Nasr, say, there is no God but Allah.
He opened his mouth and pointed at his tongue to let him know that he could not talk.
But the Imam this time in a loud voice said, Are you denying the power of God? Say, there is no God but Allah.
So he said,
There is no God but Allah.
Quite aloud. He raised his head after that long prostration and found no one around. There was no sign of that old man with luminous face. He whispered something in a very low voice. In a few seconds, he understood that he no more had that problem. Yes, he could really talk. Imam Riza, peace be upon him, has granted his health back to him, and he was totally recovered. So he raised his head and said,
Thank God, O Imam Riza,
I owe my recovery to you. You granted my voice and the ability to speak back to me.
He said these words, took hold of the grating of the burial chamber, touched them with his brow, and began to weep hard.
The Protector of the Deer. Abu Mansur, the son of Abdul Razak, was of the nobles and authorities of the city of Tus. When he was young, he used to bother and hurt people a lot and plundered the pilgrims who were coming to visit the shrine of His Holiness Imam Reza, peace be upon him. Once he went out of the city on his horseback for the purpose of hunting. He thus took his tamed panther along. On the way, when he was riding his horse, he turned to his panther and said,
I would like you to help me as far as possible today. I do not want to return with no prey this time.
Suddenly, Abu Mansur saw a deer that was grazing somewhere in the fields around. He thus got off his horse, caressed the back of his panther, and said,
Just what I wanted. Do you see it too?
The panther that also saw the deer and was actually gazing at it showed Abu Nasr its teeth, and Abu Nasr said,
Excellent. Now run and show me what you can do.
And the panther suddenly took off and started running quite fast towards the deer. Upon sensing the danger of the deer started to run as well, while being closely chased by the panther. Abu Mansur was also following them on the horseback. The chase continued until they got to the walls of His Holiness Imam Reza's shrine. The panther suddenly stopped, and Abu Mansur, who was quite angry to see the panther standing still, shouted furiously.
Why are you standing still, you damn panther? What are you staring at? Don't you see the prey? It's not far away from you. Catch it and tear it apart. Look how it is shivering with fear.
Then he thought,
How strange. The deer is standing a few steps away in front of the panther, with its back toward the wall of the shrine. But the panther is standing still and moves no more. It looks as if something is preventing it.
Abu Mansur went closer, and the deer suddenly jumped into the hole of the wall of the shrine. He said,
This hole is actually a tunnel which leads to the tavern inside the shrine. I had better ask the man in charge of the tavern. He may have seen the deer.
Abu Mansur thus went inside the shrine and looked for the receptionist at the tavern. He finally found the man in charge of the tavern, who was an old man called Abu Nasr. So he asked the old man if he had seen the deer.
Oh, Abu Nasr, have you seen a deer coming inside the tavern?
No, sir. I saw no deer at all.
So they both went inside the tunnel into which the deer had run. They passed through the tunnel and came out from the other end where the panther was still standing, but found nothing. So Abu Mansur, quite startled, said,
Oh, I can't believe it. This is a miracle. The owner of the shrine has protected the deer and has ridden it of its hunters.
Abu Mansur got on his horse again while he was quite disappointed. Whoever saw him then would definitely say, This is not the same Abu Mansur we used to know before this event.